Parshas Mishpatim Ve'eda HaMishpatim HaShetosim Lifneihem. So first Rashi says Ve'eda HaMishpatim, the Vav is Kol Mokoyim Shneema Eda Posoles HaRishonim. Whenever it says Eda, it's disconnecting with the previous Parsha. Ve'eda, if it says a Vav and these, Maisif Al HaRishonim is coming to add on to the past. In other words, it's continuing from the past Parsha. Ma HaRishonim is Sinai, just like, obviously, the Seres Dibros was clearly given at Sinai. After Edom is Sinai, so too the Alochus of Parshas Mishpatim also from Sinai. What is Rashi telling us here? What's the Torah telling us here? What's the idea behind here that they come from Sinai? Why is he reiterating that? Why is that so important for us to know? Also, interestingly, if you look in the Parsha that is dealing, the Masechta that is dealing with Ben Adam Nechaveroi is in Sechtos Ovis. And it also begins with Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, Masorah Yeshua, Yeshua is Kenim, goes through all the different Masorah, and then it starts giving us the ins and outs of Ben Adam Nechaveroi. So the Batanura, first Batanura on Ovis asks, why is it important to say Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai? Why doesn't it say that in Bechiris? Why doesn't it say that in Shabbos? Why over here by Masechtos Ovis? So he says, I'm sorry? Yes, he said, "If you should mesechta zu, ainu mi yisedes apirish mitzvah mitzvah satayra kasha mesechta shav mishnah." Doesn't have, it's not Shabbos or even other mitzvahs. Elakula musarim umidus, all based on musar midus. V'chachmi umesoyim gam kein chibru svarim k'moishub v'badu b'nivam b'darke musar. Goyim also have these svarim based on human behavior and coaching on, you know, whatever it's called, right? He said, "Ketzi isnaik odem mechaver, how a person should behave with himself and with his friend." The fika chiskel hatanim mesechtes Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. That's why Rabbi Akodesh began mesechtes Ovis with Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Leim lecha shahamidois v'hamusorim shebazu mesechta loybodu oisam chachmi amishnam belibam ela af elu nemr Misinai. It was not made up by the Chachamim himself, it wasn't their perspective of how a person should interrelate with his friends. Rather, it was Torah Misinai, which is an incredible message. What the Rashi is saying over here, and what the Mishnah is saying over here, is telling us that of course when we see Ben Odom Lamokim, when you see the halachos of Kashrus, and what Shechita is supposed to look like, and the halachos of Erevin, and the halachos of all these various halachos, of course we say that it comes from Sinai. But when it comes from Ben Odom Lechaveroi, when it comes to how to relate with Hilchus Geneva, with Hilchus Gezela, with the halachas of Mazikim, all the halachas that relate between man and man, we can say this is like anyone else. This is like, you know, Goyim also have these halachas, also have these laws pertaining to stealing and burglary and these halachas, and therefore the Torah is the same. Just like Midas, you know, you mustn't do this, you mustn't do that, there's a way of being polite, there's a way of being carrying yourself in a way that's dignified, and maybe it's just made up. No. Midos and Ben Adam Lechaveroi is just as much from Sinai as Ben Adam Lamokim. And if therefore the person is koifer, my Rebbe Reb Chaim Kaufman said, if a person is koifer, says, I don't believe you got to be Mesunim Madin. I don't believe that. You're koifer. That's like he's saying, I don't believe that I've got to keep Hilchos Shabbos. This is said from Sinai. This is given all the way from Sinai. Now, Ben Adam Lechaveroi is just as much given for Sinai as Ben Adam Lamokim. What difference does that make? So they're both given from Sinai. Chiddush, they've been Adam Lechaveroi is given from Sinai. Ve'elah Mishpatim, all the halachas been Adam Lechaveroi is given from Sinai. That's what Parsha is talking about. What's a chiddush? What difference does it make from us if it's given from Sinai or whether it was something that we can think up ourselves, whether it's man, you know, it's logical. So I want to go through various different mahalchim, various different ideas of how different it is whether it was given from a Kadosh Baruch Hu or whether it was given from ideas that ourselves that we've come with, they've hobbled together. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan talks about this in the beginning of Daf Torah, and this is something that it's a very, very sharp message, but it really depends upon a very clear perspective. As Torah Jews, as Bnei Torah, people who are learning Torah, there's nothing better than asking a question. You know, you're not in a yeshiva environment, in a learning environment. If you ask a geshmak akashi, if you ask a good question, and you stump the Rosh Yeshiva, you've made it. You know, he asked, Rabbi Kiva Ege's greatest kashas are left with Tzorach Iyan Godel on the Gemara, on a Rashi. Tzorach Iyan Godel, ah, Gavali, Rabbi Kiva. What do you mean? Keep quiet, you know, you have to believe. No, we are told and we are encouraged to ask. But ultimately, the perspective that we have is different to the perspective of those who are not in the Olam HaTorah. The Olam, those outside the Olam HaTorah believe strongly, and they know that there's a Torah world, and there is the human understanding of the Torah. The person is the king. And if I can understand Torah, it makes sense to me, then it's fine. And if not, I think it's a strange thing, I don't understand it. Nah, it doesn't make sense to me. Nah. And they diss it because they don't understand it. Torah, and that's the way they're going around the world in a concept. Of course they believe in certain elements of what comes from the Bible or laws, but ultimately it's them who are standing above it. Yeah?
Makasubo,
exactly. What does it say inside? Let's see if it fits in with my perspective. And that perspective changes from generation to generation, the perspective from place to place. Euthanasia, mercy killing. Is it murder? Or is it, you know, something which is perfectly legal? And things change. I don't know, cannabis growth in Israel this week. Is it a crime or is it a business? It changes according to votes in the Knesset. Is it right? Is it wrong? It's based on the perception that people have, on the perspective they have, on the feelings of the time, on the backdrop of history, and the change from generation to generation. Torah is absolutely rock solid. It doesn't matter where you are, who you are, when you are, there is one Torah that will never ever change. Why is that? And therefore the way the Goyim see it, or people outside the Olam HaTorah see it, is man decides something, and if Torah fits into that, or what the biblical belief isn't something, I'm happy to do that. Beyond that, I am above that. Moshe Kibbul Torah Misinai. Eila Mishpatim is teaching me that the Torah is everything. In fact, the Torah is not created by man. Torah is not created by man. In fact, the Torah created man. Istalka Baraisa means HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into what does man need in order for, there's a Torah there, and therefore how should I create the world? He talks about Hilchus Kibud Av Ha'Em, for example. It's not Peshat, because you have parents, I've got to respect them. Torah says you've got to respect them. Because there's a Chiyuv of teaching a person respect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an element of parents. We could have been self-reproducing amoeba. I don't know. We could have been, you could have little baby trees. You leave the ugly ones on the thing, you pick the nice one. You can do all these different things. That's what you could have had. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a concept of Kibud Av Ha'Em because there is that. Therefore, when there's a conflict of, I don't understand something, you're right, there's a problem in you. No, there's no problem in the Torah. It doesn't make sense to me. It can't be right. You can't be right. There's something wrong with you. The Torah is the essence. The Torah is the reality. You don't understand it. It's a tzorach in Godel, not in the Torah. It's tzorach in me. Why don't I understand it? Beseder. But just understand that. That is what the Torah is telling us over here. The Eila Mishpatim is teaching me that when it comes to Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, it's just as important to understand that we've got to follow this in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us these halachas and it cannot be changed, just as much as we don't understand and we're not going to change Hilchos Shechita. Sometimes a person feels that the boss is treating them in a way that's unfair. And therefore, there's no reason why I can't help myself to bonuses from the cash till or bonuses from the store shelf in order to, you know, compensate what he's doing. Yeah, it's logical. Yeah. If you feel that is right, go to a Beis Din, discuss it, and come to a Din Torah. With your logic has no place in a place where the Torah says, Loi Signoi, Loi Sigzoil. You have no right to do that. You're not allowed to have the logic. Stealing from the rich and giving to the poor is Robin Hood. That is not Yiddishkeit. You can't do that. That is not something you can do. And if Eilam Mishpatim, just like Hilchus Kashrus comes from Sinai, all the halachas of Ben Adam L'Chaveroi comes from Sinai. A person cannot use compromise. I'll give you an idea. Generosity. Yeah? There's a famous maaser, I think it was a Chedush HaOrim, that a child came to the Chedush HaOrim and said to him, Rebbe, I'm a Yosem, I never got my own pair of tefillin for my bar mitzvah. And every single day I've got to go and borrow tefillin from this person and from that person, I've got to change up the tzuras. So he had never been in town from here. Rebbe, you know, I can't anymore. So Rebbe said, wait here a second. He went up to his room, he brought down a pair of tefillin that he yashin from Yeshua Lei Misasav. And that was his most treasured gift. Shulei Misasov. And he says to think, you need a pair of tefillin? Take the pair of tefillin, Bavakasha. The family was shocked. He said, Rebbe, why, if you need a pair of tefillin, take money, give him the money, and he'll buy his own pair of tefillin, you keep the Shulei Misasov's tefillin. We're all asking, what did he do with that tefillin, right? What happened to that? But, so he said, no, the Pasuk says, you've got to give from the choice, the Pasuk says in, Tobias Kol Asher Noich Mitzavei Eschem Hayoyim, Mivchan Nidreichem Asher Tidru. Says the Gemara in Yuma, Hanoid Tzorach Lahavi Eschem Hayuchat Sheve Edroi. A person gives an Eder, he's got to give the very best from his Eder. If he asks me for something, he wants tefillin, I can't give him the second best, I can't give him money, I've got to give him the very best. Is that logical? Does that make sense to you? He's going to be very happy with that. Ben Adam L'Chaveira does not work with logic. Ben Adam L'Chaveira is a Kodesh Baruch Hu has dictated how we should be running our life. Ben Adam L'Chaveira, sometimes we do understand it, and sometimes we don't understand it. Sometimes beyond us, sometimes it isn't. It doesn't make a difference. A certain way we have to behave, even if we don't understand it. I can't understand why the Torah is Matir Geneva with Kefal. It doesn't matter. That's beyond. You don't have to understand. That's number one. Number two, the very fact of realizing that we don't understand Torah, and the fact that we appreciate that it's something that is beyond us, allows us to understand that there are certain stages that Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us to use not our seichel, but to use our lev. In other words, just like Torah says, you don't understand something, forget about it, but in Olam Lechaveiro is a certain time we're going to mevatel your seichel. Let me give you an example. That Satmar Rebbe asks, why is it that by Shulchan Aruch we begin with Or Chaim, Yerdeya, Evan Ezra, then Chesha Mishpot? Yeah? When it comes to the Torah, we start with Parshas Mishpotim as one of the first mitzvahs. So why is it that when it comes to Shulchan Aruch, you start with Ben Odin Amokim? You got Hilchus Tefillin, and you got Hilchus Tefillah, and then eventually you go into the Hilchus Su'uda, and you go to Hilchus Shabbos, and Hilchus Erevin, and Hilchus Yom Tov. Yeah? You go all the way through, you got the Or Chaim, and then eventually Or Chaim, then you got Yerideya, and eventually you end up with Chesha Mishpat. Here, when it comes to Torah, you begin with Chesha Mishpat. Why? So he says, because one of the main elements of Chesha Mishpat is learning how to be Mevater. One of the main points of Chesh Mish is teaching to be, to compromise. One of the main halachas of Hilchus Dayanim is to teach compromise. Compromise is what Ben Odom the Chaveiroi is all about. You're right, Api Seichel, you're absolutely correct. But part of Ben Odom Chaveiroi is, don't use your Seichel, use your heart. And that is something you learn in Chesh Mishpot. Therefore, we can't begin the Shulchan Aruch talking all about compromise. Because if you learn compromise too well at Chesha Mishpat stage, the time you get to Shabbos, you'll compromise at Hilchah Shabbos. You come to Kashi, you'll compromise at Hilchah Shabbos. You'll compromise all the way through. And therefore he says, no. First on all the halachas. Eventually, at the end, then you learn the Chesha Mishpat, then you learn compromise. That's what he says. Masha'en came in the Torah. Why did the Torah not begin with Chesha Mishpat? Why Torah, yes, begin the Chesh Mish? Why Torah, yes, talk about compromise? Because the Torah is teaching us that compromise is a chelik that comes from Sinai. Compromising, not using your seichel, using your heart, is the Eilah HaMishpot and comes from Sinai too. You're following Rotzen Hashem by not sticking to what you belong to, what's your seichel. What it says Shulchan Aruch you're entitled to. No. Compromise is a chelik of Torah Mishinai. It's a beautiful vort, my member of Chaim Kaufman told me. And there's a posuk. The posuk says as follows. The posuk says, "Im chavul tachbol samas re'echo." Look in Perek Chof Beis, posuk Chavov. Let's look at this posuk for example. It's very briefly. Perek Chof Beis, posuk Chavov. This is talking about returning a mashgun. Yeah. Im chovel, you should lend your kes talvis ami. You should lend money to people, and then if he doesn't pay back, im chovel tachbol samas re'echo. If you take a mashkin, ad boy Hashemesh tishivenoloi, give it back to him. In other words, you have his cushion, or you borrow his duvet every night. He needs it, give it back to him. Now it's a very stupid thing to do. I mean, why borrow if every time you got to give it back to him, and every time he needs it, he's got to get it back? What's the point? So the pasuk ki hiu kisuso levado hi sim losoi la oiroi b'me yishkov hiyo yitzak elai v'shmati kechanan oni. Listen to this diuk. So he says there's very, very few psukim in the Torah where you begin with a carrot and a stick. It's either a carrot or a stick. Either you warn, either you encourage somebody, or you give them a good clap. Over here it says, you know, what you should do is you should give it back to him. Nebuch, why? Ki he susul avada he, that's his only clothing he has. But may Yishka, what's he going to sleep on? And therefore be nice to him. Carries on the pasuk. And if he comes and shouts out to me, Shemati, I will hear kechan oni, because I am Rachman. And that's what's pshat. And if he complains and he don't listen, and he do take away something, I'm going to make sure that I listen to him and I pay you back. So why are you threatening him just straight after you encouraging? Usually the pasuk is either encouraging or threat. Why are you putting both together? Says the Sri De'esh, that is the Rav Weinberg. He says that there's two things going on over here. One is seichel, and one is hergush. What seichel? Seichel over here is, you owe me money. You promised to pay it back. You didn't pay it back. I'm entitled to ensure you get it back, and I am entitled al pi halacha to take your mashkin. That's seichel. What is hergush? The poor one, he says, you're right, but I'm cold. I'm miserable. Is that seichel? I know you're miserable, so next time make sure you pay it back. I'm miserable. Says Apostle, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you have seichel versus hergush, you're both shouting out to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me get my money back, I want to take the mashkin. And he's shouting out, and he's saying, Rabbein Shleilom, I'm cold. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'hoya ki Yitzhak Eli, when he starts shouting out to me, V'shamati kecham no'ane, I'm going to listen to him. Because when it comes seichel versus regesh, seichel versus pain, when it comes from the Adma Chaveroi, seichel takes a back seat. When a person is suffering, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after that person who's suffering. That's more important than seichel itself. But the Balei Tosfos ask of Gvaldiga Kasha. The Pasuk says, listen to this, it's unbelievable. V'hoya ki Yitzhak Eli, and he'll shout out to me, Ushmati, now listen, ki chanun oni. What does chanun mean? So I'm merciful. What's that? Chayn, right? Yeah, I'm merciful. Chanun oni, here we're talking about somebody who's shouting out to Kodesh Baruch Hu and saying, Rebbein Shleilam, you know, he's taken away my duvet, I'm cold. Baruch Hu said, I will listen to him, because I have mercy. What it does mean is, I'll listen to him, because I am furious that you took away his duvet. That's not Kichanun oni. That's not Lashon of Chanun. Yeah? Says the Balei Tosfos al HaTorah, you've got wrong shot over here. For Hoya ki Yitzhak Eli, who's calling out? We're talking about the Oni's calling out. What's the Oni calling out? Ribbono Shleilam, look what a wonderful person this person is. He's following the halacha to the T. Every night he gives me back my cushion. Every night he gives me back my duvet. Every morning he gives me back the things I need in the morning. Ribbono Shleilam, mi ka'amcha Yisrael, what a wonderful nation. Look after him. Give him bracha. Give him everything he needs. V'hoyo ki Yitzhak Eli. And you call out, and Levi's going to call out to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he says, look after this wonderful malva. I will listen to him. Ki chanun oni, because I appreciate Rachmanus. Because I appreciate what it means to look beyond what you're entitled to, and to see more what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants behind the scene, what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Ki chanun oni. That is ki chanun oni. That's Peshat over here. But my Rebbe Reb Chaim Kam said another vort. He says, Mishpate Hashem MS Sotku Yachtov. We all know this word. What's Sotku Yachtov? Sotku Yachtov means that Kodesh Baruch Hu is so precise in his Mishpat, there will never be a situation that he'll make one person suffer if the person who is going to be connected to him doesn't deserve to suffer. For example, let's say, Kodesh Baruch Hu has done on Rosh Hashanah, this person deserves to die this year. But there's no reason why his wife and children should suffer, and the wife and children deserve more than that. Or, he's a Rebbe in Yeshiva, and a Tamidim need him, or he's a manager of a business, and a business will collapse. So Kodesh Baruch Hu works, Sotku Yachtov, he sees all the picture together, and he changes the Mishpat based on taking the entire spectrum into account. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu never let somebody suffer on the event. Says Pshat, if you want to say Pshat like this, V'hoya ki Yitzhak Eli, who's crying out here? The Malva is crying out here. And he say, Rebbeinu Shleilam, look at this poor loiver. Nebuch, every day I've got to take his thing. He can't pay up. Well, Nebuch, help him. Help him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not supposed to suffer by this. The loiver is. You're not supposed to be suffering this. When you cry out to me, you the mother cry out to me. Veshamati, I will listen. Ki chanononi, I'll listen to you and I'll be chanononi, I'll have rachmonis on the laver. And therefore you see over here that the just a perspective, or Ben Onno Chaveri is all about. Ben Onno Chaveri is not a bunch of laws that change from a whim, from place to place, or from generation to generation, based on some snotty fellow in some law court that decided three against two to court. That's not what it's all about. It's Torah Min HaShemayim. Every Ben Onno Chaveri is Torah Min HaShemayim. Every Midas Tovos in Ovos is Torah Min HaShemayim. Therefore, even it's beyond our seichel. It is beyond what we believe is important. But more than that, it's not about seichel. It's about us giving up our seichel with regard to Torah and giving up our rights, because that's a part of vittul, is all about, Olach Ver is all about vittul. There's Hashem, with this we have a beginning, or we have Nasib and Nishma. The real Ben Odin Lamokim only comes at the end of this parasha when you've understood fully the Ben Odin Lachaveri. Shabbat.